Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sech des Ahalis Perik Yud Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Amud Shehu Mutal La'avir. We have a big, big round pole. It's laying on the floor. It's not standing upright. It's laying on the floor on its side. And it's outside. If you're standing next to this pole and you look up, you're going to see the clouds. Or it's a clear day, you'll see the blue sky. Point is, it's not under a roof. Now here's the shaila. I need you to use your imagination here a little bit, okay? Imagine, close your eyes for a minute, and imagine you're standing next to a very, very big round pole that's laying on the ground on its side. If you're going to walk up to that pole, it's round. The middle part protrudes, and then like in any round circle, the top is going to start going back, and the bottom is going to start going back. Now, let's say I'm standing to the side of this pole, okay? And I'm going to touch the side of the pole that sticks out the most. That's going to be in the center of the roll. As it starts coming down, it starts receding. It starts going back toward the inside of the pole. If I'm going to drop a line from the middle of the pole, where it sticks out, straight down to the ground, there's going to be a space over there, behind my line. Let's see, how can we explain this in a practical way? I don't think you have to have a big pole laying around, but you know what? Take even a pen, a round pen, and put it on the table. Put it on the table. You'll see a little shadow underneath. So imagine you dropped a line from the middle of the pen, laying on its side, down to the floor. Some tiny little something will be able to fit underneath where the roll starts going in until the bottom of the pole that's touching the ground. What our Mishnah wants to help us with is, under this area, we had first something that's Tamei, and we also had maybe further down the pole, but in the same area, underneath, a Keli. So I want to know if I have a Tefach by a Tefach over here, which would render this place an oil, which would create an oil, and therefore my Keli would be Tamei. And our Mishnah is going to help us measure this. Once again, our Mishnah, Mesechtes Aholis, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Amura pol shehu mutal la'avir. It means it's lying on the ground on its side, and it's under the Avir Hashemayim. Zak de Mishnah. Im yesh behakeifei esrim ve'abor tvachim. If I were to measure how round this pole is, I would measure with a big tape measure all the way around the pole. Suppose I would have 24 tvachim. Then maybe a satum atachas dafnoi. That means that in the bottom part of the pole where it slopes in, you're going to have a tefach by a tefach. That means it's an oil. That means if there's tumah on one side and a keli on the other side, that keli is going to become tame. But it also means that if there's tumah underneath and a keli on top, it's going to block the tumah. But v'im lav, if when I measure around and around this pole, I'm not going to have my 24 tvachim, it's going to be less. That means you don't have a tefach by a tefach in the area toward the floor where the pole starts going in. There's no roof over there of a tefach by a tefach, if I were to square that out. And therefore, the tumah does not spread to the side, which means if under this area I have both, let's say, tumah on one side and a keli on the other side, that keli would not become tummy. But on the other hand, you can't have it both ways. If it's not an oil that doesn't spread the tumah from side to side, then the tumah doesn't get blocked. So therefore, tumah bekasva oila bekasva yeradas, which would mean, if let's say you have part of a mess underneath the slanty part where it slopes in, underneath the yamah, that tumah is going to go right through and be metama a keli that's in a direct line sitting on top of the pole, on top of the part where it starts going back. And the other way around as well, if there's a piece of mace on top where it starts like sloping out toward the center, that tumah will come right through, be metama keli that's underneath. If you have a tefach by a tefach, it's an oil that blocks tumah from coming through it, but anything underneath will become tameh. If you don't have an oil, because you don't have a tefach by a tefach, so it doesn't spread the tumah underneath, but the tumah is bekas v'oila and bekas v'yaretz. Okay, now who's good at math? If you want, you can go on to the next mission. If you understood, this is what it is. If you have 24 tvachim around and around, you're going to have an area of a tefach by a tefach. If you want to know why, I'm not very good at math, but I'll do my best. You can go on to the next mission if you'd like, or come with me on this journey. For me to figure out when the circle starts coming in, when the pole starts coming in at the bottom, that there's a tefach by a tefach, Really what I would have to do is, imagine I go to the edge of the pole, the top of the pole. Now the pole's laying on the ground. I don't have to climb anywhere. But I go either to the edge of the pole on one side or to the other side. And I'm going to take out my magic marker. And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to draw a line from the top of this circle downwards, and then from side to side. When the ship captain looks through the telescope, or the periscope, or whatever it is, right, where you see a picture of a radar, there's a round circle, and there's a line down the middle from the top to the bottom of the circle, and from the right to the left of the circle. So now this circle is going to be divided into quarters. Right, top right, top left, bottom right, bottom left. Because I have a line going from side to side, and I have a line going up and down. 24 divided by 3 is how much? 8. 3 times 8 is 24. We said in the last Mishnah that whatever the measurement of a circle is around and around, the diameter of the circle, meaning if you would go through the circle from one side to the other in a straight line, it would be a third of that. That's what we said. If you have 3 tvachim around and around, you know you have a tefach width. If you have 24 tvachim around and around, so this line that goes from side to side by the edge of this pole is going to be a third of 24. That means it's going to be 8 tvachim from side to side. If I measure standing in front of the pole, laying on the floor, by the edge of the pole, from right to left in the center, it's going to be 8 tvachim. My line from right to left is 8 tvachim. My line from the top to the bottom is going to be 8 tvachim. That's why it's 24 tvachim around and around. Even though, again, Chazal tell us it's not exactly, and again, I remind you, even though it's not exactly 3 around 1 to the width, but it's an approximation. It's the closest we're going to work with. And Chazal say it's okay to work with this. Now, I'm still standing by the edge, and I'm looking at this round thing over here, which is the head of the pillar or the foot of the pillar. Suppose I went, and I put up a little cage over here. I put up a square, and the square goes exactly around this circle. My line that goes from top to the bottom, top of that line touches the top of the square, the bottom of the line touches the bottom of the square. My line that goes from side to side, the right side touches the right side of the square, the left side touches the left side of the square. But of course, in the corners, you're going to have some space, because the circle curves, and my square goes straight. These lines from the top of the square to the bottom of the square and from the right side to the left side are going to be the same as the lines of the circle. But this is the point where the circle meets the square. It's going to be 8 tvachim. And again, why 8 tvachim? Because if around and around is 24, this is a third of that. Now, I want to ask you, how long is the line in each quarter? In my circle over here, I drew a line down, I drew a line from side to side, so there's four parts. So let's say from the bottom of the line till the middle. Well, if the whole thing is 8, so half of that will be 4 tvachim. Okay, so my line from the bottom of the circle till the center is 4 tvachim, and my line from the center all the way, let's say, to the left will also be 4 tvachim. Pardon the mashal, but imagine you had a round pie. I don't want to use the word pizza. You had a round pie, and I cut it into 4. So the sides are curved, but there's a line from the bottom of the circle till the center, and a line from the center to the left side of the circle, and that line is going to be 4 tvachim each. Again, why 4 tvachim? Because if the whole circle around and around is 24, and the mele, the diameter of the line that goes from the top of the circle to the bottom, or from the left to the right, that's going to be a third of that, 8. So half of that is going to be 4 tvachim. So if I'm cutting this pie into 4, imagine you're cutting a circle into 4, so you have 2 straight lines and 1 curved line. The 2 straight lines are going to be 4 each. So let me focus now on the bottom left quarter. Really, all the corners are the same. Just to make it easier, let's focus on the bottom left corner. If I'm going to draw a line in my square, my circle's in a square, from the bottom left corner of the square, diagonally across to the top right corner of the square. Most of that line will be in the circle, but part of that line is going to be past the circle. Because if you have a circle and a square, you have that curve at the bottom. And my question now is, how much of that line is going to be from the corner of the square till I hit the circle? That's the million-dollar question here. And the answer is approximately a tefach. If the line going from the center of the circle to the middle, and that same line going from the center of the circle to the left is four tefachim, as explained, then the area over here, the extra area that a square has, because you have the curve of the circle from the corner of the square till where the circle starts, is going to be approximately a tefach. Actually, a little bit more than Mefarshim explained over here. Where do I get this from? Chazal tell us that if you have a circle and a square, how much is that corner? Whatever the diagonal line would be in the circle, add 1.4. Now, I told you all along, when you cut the circle in four, the line from any point in the circle till the center is going to be four tefachim. That's the line from the bottom till the middle, the line from the middle to the left of the circle. It would also be the line from any part of the circle until the center. It would be four tefachim. How much more will it be if I extended it till the corner of the square? You're telling me 1.4 more. So if my line within the circle until the center of the circle is four tefachim, 1.4 more is a tefach and a quarter. So with these measurements, my space in the square part of the curve where the circle curves and I keep going until the corner in the square is going to be a little bit more than a tefach. And that's what I'm looking for here. I'm looking to show that there's a tefach by a tefach. Now I want to tell you that this shaila of how much exactly the relationship is of a circle to a square is one of the most complicated mathematical questions that there are. It's pilei palam, if you look in Chazal over here, how they figured it out, almost exact, because it's impossible to figure it out exact, only one Boiri Olam knows. But this is the approximation that we're working with to figure out that you have a tefach by a tefach in the corner.